have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre, and as always, so glad to be back here. We made it through another week, and it has been quite the week. And you know what? I say it a lot. Matter of fact, I say it quite often. I probably say it all the time. But I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it the last time, or the last time I said it was the last time, or that last time that was probably going to be the last time. I miss you guys, and I'm so glad you just took out a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. Now, I do have to read you the disclaimer, and it simply states, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for you because you all need help. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm perfectly sane. But I love helping people. It's what I do. And I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to thank the lovely woman of God, Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation Magazine, for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can use to help so many people. Elation Magazine, getting bigger and better every day. Now, let's jump right into it. You know what? Again, I love helping people, and I'm helping somebody today. there's some things that have gotten out of hand, and you know, they've been out of hand for quite some time. And with all due respect, I had the privilege, the honor, I invited to speak at a, to say some words and perform a eulogy at a funeral this past Thursday. And I'm just going to say this. Nothing wrong with honoring your loved ones, but Black people, we do. Sometimes you just do too much. It's just too much. I mean, it. First of all, look here. This funeral was long as, yeah. I mean, it had some of everything. It was just ridiculous. I mean, it was just too much. It was overkill, no pun intended. I mean, they had a blind man seating people. I mean, honestly, the guy was blind. Trying to direct people to their seat. It was horrible. How do you have a blind usher? It was horrible, y'all. I'm just saying. I mean, and they kept adding people. I mean, the funeral was so long. I mean, because they just kept on adding. I mean, everybody. Man, when they gave, they opened the floor and they gave friends and family members an opportunity to speak. It was horrible. Everybody kept getting up and saying something. I'm talking about everybody, and they didn't stop nobody. I mean, the mailman was delivering the mail. He had about 10 minutes. Seriously, he didn't even know the woman, really. He had 10 minutes. He did about 10, 11 minutes up there. Talking about every time I delivered her mail, I put mail in the box, as I recall, she would usually get it out that same day. Because when I come back the next day, the mailbox would be empty, and I put new mail in there. It was just horrible, y'all. It was, look here, I'm telling you, the program was as thick as a phone book. We was there for, when I say we was there forever. We weren't even, the floor had fell off of that. We was in there ever, okay? It didn't make no sense. I'm telling you, the funeral was so long, y'all, that Jesus climbed down from the cross and started stretching. I'm telling you, literally, Jesus climbed down from the cross, went to the bathroom, and stretched. That's how long it was. I'm telling you, this is how long the funeral was. The little handicapped parking picture outside, when I went back outside, when I finally left and went back outside, that dude had rolled away. It was that long. Matter of fact, the pastor of the church, he had at least three or four wardrobe changes. I'm serious. Dude, they had a lunch break during the funeral. They had an intermission. What funeral has an intermission? Black people are doing too much. It's too much. It don't make no doggone sense. They had a magician. They had entertainment, y'all. I mean, I can understand singing. I understand playing instruments. They had a magician, y'all. Magician. Somebody he performed in magic. Somebody yelled out, make my Uncle Teddy come back to life. And then they start booing him because I guess he couldn't do it. No, he can't do it. He ain't God. I'm telling you, they had a concession stand. I spent $17 on a drink and a bag of popcorn at the concession stand at the funeral. Black people, we're doing too much. Y'all got to do better. I'm just saying, it's too much, y'all. You just stop it. I know you want to honor your loved one. I get it. Okay, I get it. It's supposed to be a celebration. But you know what? It ain't no concert. It ain't. It's just not. Okay, I finished venting. Thank you so much for allowing me to vent. I had to get that out of my chest because it was heavy on me. This first segment is called I'm a Thug. And I'm telling you, it is one of the staples of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre. I'm telling you, it has helped so many people because a lot of people out there don't realize they live in a thug life, that they straight thugging. Now, you could be the thug. Yeah. Could be a family member that's a thug. Could be a friend, a coworker, a stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank. Someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out the people that are just straight thugging and living the thug life. Tupac lied to you. Heaven ain't got no ghetto, but hell do. You know what they call it? They call it hell. Yeah. Now, if you don't recognize any of these as anybody you know, that's because all of them are you. And you are straight thugged out. Here we go. Number one. I'm a thug. I quit my last job during the job interview. That's a thug right there, and that's stupid. First of all, it don't make no sense. How you gonna quit your job during the job interview? Technically, you ain't got the job yet, but you's a thug. That's a thug right there. you sitting up there in the interview just decide, you know what? I can't do this no more. I quit. What? Well, you's a thug. That's a thug right there. Number two, I'm a thug. Oh, this one back here. This is, yeah. Yeah, this one, this is a thug. I go to old folks' homes and find the men, sneak up behind them, and give them a wedgie. You know what? See, that's how you tear folks' pimples up. You can't be giving these folks no wedgie. Like, come on, they too old for that. They ain't got no regular underwear. A lot of them got some of them pampers. And you just tearing pampers up. Stop that. You're a thug. Number three. I'm a thug. This one right here is a thug. Show this. This is a thug right here. Wow. Whoa. I got a library card and can't read, you know. Why the hell you got a library card? Wait a minute, forget that. Why the hell you can't read? But that's what thugs can't read. This one right here. I'm a thug. Oh, Lord Jesus. This is... I went to a church baptismal and got in it with the person that was being baptized and started playing Marco Polo. See, that's a thug, right? The first verse, this is all about God. It ain't about Marco or Polo. Leave people alone. People try to get to heaven. They ain't got time for all your foolishness. They get baptized so they can go to heaven, and then you jump in the water raising hell. Quit playing with folks like this. This one right here, I'm a thug. Oh, this is a thug right here. This one right here is a thug for real. Wow. I'm still handing out Halloween candy to kids at church. You know what? I know the candy old because they ain't got Halloween candy out now. Not yet. And you handed out the kids this old nasty, stale, rotten, molded up candy. You a thug for real. And you hate kids. This one right here. I'm a thug. Wow. I got a wig a jerry curl, a perm, and a wave cap on top of it. So that's a thug right there. Cause your hair is as unpredictable as you are. See, that's a thug, because a thug is unpredictable, too. Don't know what they're going to do. So, yeah, if you got all that, yeah, you're a thug. This one right here. I'm a thug. I like to babysit small babies and feed them spoiled milk. See, that's, you know what. That's a thug, because a thug don't like nobody, especially kids. This one right here. I'm a thug. I went to Weight Watchers with a box of donuts. Them folks got enough trouble. They tried to lose weight, okay? They tried to lose weight, not fingers. This one right here. I'm a thug. I got a blind seeing eye dog. You know what? That's a thug right there. First of all, I'm not trying to make the people at PETA mad at me. But why the hell you gonna waste your time? If you can't see, you gonna get a blind seeing eye dog. That's an oxymoron. A blind seeing eye dog? How you gonna be a seeing eye dog and he can't see? But that's a thug right there, because thugs are stupid. They don't think about nothing. And finally, this one right here. I'm a thug. Wow. Yeah, this is a thug right here. This is oh, wow. Okay. I'm a thug. I go around, find people with false teeth, snatch them out, and pick the food out of them and eat it. That's a thug, because a thug is nasty. A thug don't care about hygiene. They don't care about nothing. A thug, and the one thing I tell you about a thug, they breath stink and they musty. Yeah. So if anybody who you run across and they breath stink and they musty, that's a thug right there. Run as fast as you can in the opposite direction. Again, I'm happy y'all tonight just because y'all need it, and that's what I do. Now, this next segment, of course, is one that I hold very near and dear to my heart. Again, the reason why I'm doing this is not for me, it's for you, okay? And this is a segment called That's How People Get Hurt. The reason why I came up with this segment is because people just do stuff. And then when you hurt them, a lot of people that don't know what happened or what caused you to snap, they be like, that was so mean, DeAndre. You didn't have to do them like that. That was uncalled for. That was just evil. No, you don't know what they did. You don't know what they said. They made me hurt them. I didn't want to. They gave me no choice. Well, they gave me a choice, and I chose to hurt them. But anyway, that's how people get hurt. Number one, that's how people get hurt. Let me tell you something. Now, you can't pay me that $20 you owe me. Uh-huh. But you can show up to work with your nails done and your wig dyed purple. Let me tell you something. Women, y'all know. Now, you didn't lend her $20 because she say she needed money to buy some formula for her baby. But then she show up to work 2 days later. Not only has she got her wig dyed purple, okay, but here's the thing. She don't say nothing about that $20. See, that's how people get hurt. Number two, that's how people get hurt. See, you can ask me to give you a ride to work, and then you get an attitude when I hold out my hand and ask for some gas money. After you then told me you would give me gas money. See, that's how people get hurt. That's how folks get hurt. Number three, that's how people get hurt. Look here, let me tell you something. I invite you in my home, and I tell you, make yourself at home. Then I catch you going through my stuff. Come on now. If you don't put my doggone wallet down, that's how folks get hurt. Number four, that's how people get hurt. Uh-oh. Let's see. You tell me that God don't like ugly. Then got the nerve to look at me and say, God hates you. What the hell are you trying to say? Wait a minute. You ain't in jail. You, how? You know. You would get stabbed. That's not supposed to get hurt. God don't like ugly. So that means he hates you. So what? Number five. That's how people get hurt. Now, you invite me to go with you for lunch, and you order what I order. We eat, we laugh. But when the check comes, I give the waitress my money, and you give her a buy one, get one free coupon. See, I told y'all, that's how people get hurt. You ain't, no, it's not like I had to, not like, you know, I bought you lunch, but technically I did buy you lunch. No, that's how people get hurt. Yeah. Number six, that's how people get hurt. You volunteer to dog sit for me, but then I find out you've been taking my dog around fighting other dogs. You know what? That's how people get hurt. And number seven, that's how people get hurt. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. This right here gets you hurt for real. You give Renison my phone number as your primary contact. Let me tell you something. Renison will call you forever. I'm telling you. Don't ask me how I know, but I know. Renison will call you forever. And honestly, I don't think they got no rules or guidelines for when they can't call you. I didn't have a Renison call at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Matter of fact, he tricked me because I answered the phone. He said, hello. Is this DeAndre, you up? I say, yeah, who is this? This is Winner Center. Oh, we need I-1995 for that front, so we come and get it. Winner Center don't play, y'all. If you give Winner Center my number as your primary contact number, yeah, that's how you're going to get hurt. Number eight, that's how people get hurt. Lord Jesus. Yeah. You bring the Jehovah Witnesses over my house and a bag of snacks. You know what? Okay. That's how people are going to get hurt. I don't mind company, but you know what I'm saying? It's got to be my company on my own terms. Number nine, that's how people get hurt. Lord Jesus. You come by my house in the morning. You got the nerve to ask my wife how she feel about you and her. See, that's how people get hurt. First of all, let me tell you something. Don't come around my house in the morning because me and my wife ain't fully dressed. If we ain't fully dressed, that means we ain't fully accepting company. And finally, that's how people get hurt. Lord Jesus. My watch come on missing. And then you pump up 2 days later with one just like it. That's how people get hurt. I want to see the receipt. If I don't see no receipt for the watch, trust me, you're going to give me my watch or your arm. But I'm taking something. Again, that's how people get hurt. I'm not playing with y'all tonight. I'm helping y'all tonight. Now, this next segment is called Random Thoughts. The reason why I love the Random Thoughts, because you know what? They my thoughts. They random. Don't have to make sense to you. Shut up. Who cares? If I wanted your opinion, I would ask for it. I ain't asked for it. I don't want it. Don't need it. Don't care about it. These are my random thoughts. Okay? They don't make no sense to you? So what? That's why they random, stupid. They ain't got no meaning. Random thoughts. Upside down pineapple cake. Just flip it over and make it right side up. Random thoughts. Random thoughts. If Jesus turned the water into wine, which was the first miracle, does that make him a party pooper? Because that means everybody had to get out of the pool or they were going to be drunk and drowning? Just a random thought. Random thought. and Michael Jackson was born a little black boy, but died a frail white woman. On his way to heaven, which bathroom did he use? Just random thought. Finally, random thoughts. If Jack was nimble and Jack was quick and Jack jumped over the candlestick, that made Jack stupid. Jack was on that stuff, wasn't he? He had to be. Why else would he jump over a candlestick? He could have burned his attitude. Jack was on that stuff, jumping over candlesticks. It's a good thing he was nimble and a good thing he was quick. Random thoughts. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get a poor dog a bone. But when she got there, the cupboard was bare. And the poor dog just had none. This is my random thought. Why the hell would she keep a bone in the cupboard? And what kind of bone was it? Random thoughts. And finally, random thoughts. Anybody wonder why T.D. Jakes and Bobby Brown look so much alike? Is it me? Or is T.D. Jakes Bobby Brown? Or is Bobby Brown T.D. Jakes? I ain't trying to be cruel. It's their prerogative. Just another little step I'll take. Random thoughts. Well, folks, finally, we come to the part of the Sunday with Nuts that I always, I look forward to because, it's so uplifting. It's our spiritual segment where we get our praise and our worship on. Yes, indeed. For it is time for the church announcements. I invite you to join us as we get our praise and worship on. But we are the Jesus Takes the Wheel, I Got the Gas, Baptist Church. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do the church announcements is because I want to make sure that everybody's on the same page, on one accord. The body is united. There's no saint left behind. I should do the church announcement for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person services or don't have access to the internet for the sick to it and the shut it up again. Also like to do the announcements for individuals that may have been in the in-person services in the sanctuary or may have been watching as we stream live, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because, quite frankly, they were busy talking and whispering about stuff they had no business talking and whispering about. Newsflash. Me and the first lady ain't had no problems. We ain't fighting. And if we are fighting, it ain't that bad. And I don't care what you hear, okay? First of all, first lady didn't beat me up. No, she didn't beat me up. She did not beat me up. Granted, we got into it, but she did not punch me. No, she did not hit me. And if she did hit me, and we did fight, she didn't win. It was a tie, if anything. And I don't have a black eye. Whoever's going around talking about the pastor got a black eye, you're a liar. And I don't believe that. Because you can't tell because I'm dark-skinned. So how can you tell if I got a black hat? Okay? Anyway, announcement number one. Mother Jenkins, Lord Jesus. please don't come into church no more in house shoes and no socks. I understand you got foot problems and you just can't wear shoes. You know, it hurts you to wear certain type of shoes. But I can't have you coming in here in no slides. I can't. Okay? It's not a good look. It's not a good Christian look. Okay? You in here in a flower dress, a wig, a hat on, and then you got some slides on with white stockings. Come on now. Don't come in here with no slides on. That's number two. Deacon Lonnie, as you know, Deacon Lonnie has been in the hospital for the last 2 weeks. I know there's been several members that have been up to see him. I know people are still thinking me and Deacon Lonnie, we got problems, because apparently he's been telling different ones that I ain't been up to see him yet. Look here, I ain't been up to see Deacon Lonnie because I don't believe he's sick. Okay, the reason why I don't believe he's sick, okay, is for the same reason he ain't paying back my $17.62. Okay, I think he playing sick. He in that hospital and using that as an excuse not to get my doggone money. So I feel sorry for him. I'm not going to see him. Okay, because I don't feel sorry for him, and I still need my money. So when he come over with my cheddar cheese, then I go see him in the hospital. Okay. Announcement number three, Lord Jesus, Brother Daquan. I don't care if you identify as man, woman, male, female, unicorn, mosquito, cockroach. I don't care what his, hers, maybe, whatever. I don't care. That between you and God. I don't have no problem with what you identify with. What I'm going to tell you, though, is let me be in the bathroom doing my hell and my business, and you try to literally break in there on me, talking about scoot over. See, catch me sitting down on the toilet and ask me to scoot over again. See what happened. And now you can't sit in my lap. That's why I get the hell beat out of you. I'm going to make sure you go to heaven. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to, not looking forward to. Or, as you know, it offers a little bit of everything. Intrigue, humor, adventure, mystery, but most of all, unpredictability. It's the building part. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, next to nothing. See, I don't know really what that means. It's next to nothing. So what is that, something? Still nothing? What is next to nothing? Well, thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Like I always like to do, I'm going to go ahead and press out. So I ask it all. Eyes are closed, and all hears are bowed, unless, of course, you're blind. You don't need to close your eyes if you're blind. Really? Seriously? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Which way? That way. Thank you for opening the door that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty. Not guilty. Mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? That room. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us. Hold us close to your bosom. Be our strength and our guide. We will be forever mindful to give you honor, glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys have a great rest of your night. Have a great week. Be blessed and not stressed. I'll see you next Sunday with more nuts. Because I'm a little hungry, so I'm going to put a little bit away. And it's going to be a little more drink. You guys take care. I miss you already, and I love you more than life. Take care. Good night.
Hey, this your boy Fire Overseer. Hey, I'ma tell you like this. I'm about that life. I'ma tell you the kid who gave his life. His name is Jesus Christ. Yahweh be the most.
Kid,
yeah. Jesus Christ, he died for me. He paid with the Calvary cross. He did all for me.
He gave his life.
Catches in your nerves.